Releasing just one album since the departure of Roger Waters in 1983, the remaining members of Pink Floyd, David Gilmour, Nick Mason, and Rick Wright, rekindled something in the early 90s that appeared lost. And when they released The Division Bell in the beginning of April of 1994, it was a return to Pink Floyd's earlier, free-flowing psychedelic rock. And it began a four-week run at number one on this date in 1994, as we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. While not as lyrically strong as previous Pink Floyd albums, musically it's one of their strongest efforts because all the remaining members of the band worked in harmony for the first time since the early 70s.
The Momentary Lapse of Reason album, it wasn't a terribly cooperative event with everyone really putting their maximum in. And this album, I guess I'd say for the first time since maybe the Wish You Were Here album, it's a more joint effort than any album we've done since then.
The album was a hit, but critics remained divided, and Roger Waters called the album rubbish, nonsense from beginning to end. A massive tour followed, and a follow-up album in 2014, The Endless River, comprised of leftover tracks from the Division Bell sessions, was released as a way of once and for all wrapping up the group's studio career. But it really peaked on this date when they began a four-week run at number one with the Division Bell, as we look back at April 23rd, 1994 in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. The grass was greener.